touch it. Stop. I'll touch it.
This is the Bob and Jeff Show, starring Bob Lutz.
I was in the D Club. I was popular with girls and boys.
Okay, this guy is a real zero. That's true.
Jeff Lutz.
Which means you weren't popular with either.
You're quasi-evil. You're semi-evil. You're the margarine of evil. You're the Diet Coke of evil. Just one calorie, not evil enough.
And Jason Duda.
In your head, that's the way it is. So, okay. You're so smart. I'll let it roll.
Don't you have any respect for yourself?
97.5 and 1240 KFH.
Turn it on and rip the knob off.
Welcome back, everyone. Hour number two, the Bob and Jeff Show here on KFH Radio. Jason Duda with us in our next to last day of this show. We don't know what the future holds. Everybody's asking me, what are you going to do? What's going to happen?
What are you going to do?
What are you going to do?
We don't know. I'm going to take some time. That's what I'm going to do.
Jeff, what are you going to do?
I don't know.
I'm going to take some time.
Take some time. That's what I'm going to do.
Fair enough.
I'm going to take some time.
And, you know, I'm an honest person. We would not be leaving this show had we still been in the 2 to 4 time slot. I'm not looking to make a change, but a change was came about with Jim Rome's movement, and we are not going to do 5 to 7. So that's kind of where it's coming from. You know me.
There
honesty
it is.
Honesty is the best policy.
There
Who
it
said
is.
That, Duda?
I have no idea.
16th president of the United States.
That the 16th.
No,
president?
I don't think he's credited with that. I think that's just a.
He said it.
He did?
Honest Abe.
Okay.
Abe Lincoln.
Look at Jeff. I'm going to miss this. Yeah.
You being wrong about stuff?
Let me catch my dad. I got him. I got him, David Michael.
Oh.
I got him.
It must
my
have been.
Dad was wrong, David Michael.
You good? Anyway, you ready?
What?
It is time, maybe?
It is, Max.
Okay, we'll try to play it.
It's time to play the game. Time to play the game!
All right, what's the game?
Well, you guys talked about the Eagles, and you're both Eagles fans, so I'll throw some Eagle questions at you and
Eagles band questions.
Eagles band.
Oh, oh my God, this is not
this will, we both should ace this.
You should. Okay, so the first one, I'm going to name you the single. You
well,
have to tell
who
me
who goes first.
Well, it's up to you guys.
I'll go.
I'll
first.
Pick a number. You guys pick a number and
I'll go first.
No, we're gonna pick a number.
Pick a number. I'm gonna put it on my phone.
Between what and what?
1 and 10. And you can pick a number, and you can pick a number.
All right, you hold up your number, I'll hold up mine.
Okay.
3.
It's 7.
I'll go first.
Okay. So, I will give you the song title. You have to tell me when it was released.
Okay.
Yeah. Dumb, but we'll play.
So
yeah, we thrust this upon you. We didn't, you know.
That's right.
We can't. Complain about
you can't.
This is just the first part of the game. There's probably
there's
more.
Another,
Eagles.
There's another section to the game. As
yeah,
well.
There's All other right. sections.
Just calm down.
Yeah.
Well, if it's going to be so easy, so
go.
You got to give me the year, the month, and if you can get the day.
I'm not going to know the day, but
you get 1 point, 3 points, or 5 points.
All right.
Ugh.
All right. Take it easy.
Take It Easy was released in 1972.
Correct.
I think it was in the late spring, early summer.
Well, give him a month.
I'm trying.
Give him a second.
May 23rd.
May 1st. 3 points, though. Well done, Jeff.
Thank you.
All right, Bob. Best of My Love.
Well, right around that time. I'll go a little earlier because it was their first single.
No, it was their first. Okay, yeah, well, sure. Their first single.
What do you mean?
No, it wasn't.
Their first number one hit.
Yeah.
So I'll say, what'd you say?
72, Take It Easy.
Yeah, I'll say March 8th, 72.
Best of My Love released November 5th.
1974.
Correct.
Really?
Yeah.
It was off the On the Border album.
Well, you can look it up. I mean, like, he knew it. I'm starting to worry about you.
Don't worry about it.
I'm a little worried about you.
Just right. Play the game.
How about Take It to the Limit?
Take It to the Limit off the One of These Nights album released in 1975. I would assume that might have been the third single or so off that album, following One of These Nights and Lion Eyes. And I'm going to say October 28th, 1975.
November 15th, 75. But you do get a point for getting the year
correct. Too bad.
Thank you.
Too bad. He's up 4-0. All right, here you go. Life in the Fast Lane.
Life in the Fast Lane. Well, the album was released 1976. That single may have come out 1977. So I'm going to say April 15th, 1977.
May 3rd, 1977. Pretty close.
Decent.
Pretty close. All right. Tequila Sunrise.
Off the Desperado album in 1973.
Oh,
probably.
God. What a sickening individual.
I would probably put that as the lead single. I don't even know if Desperado was released as a single initially. So that's probably the lead single. You're putting that out in the late summer. And that song comes out September 2nd, 1973.
April 17th, 1973.
Not even close.
I don't know right that, there.
I don't know the days and the months. I should, but I don't.
Well, I was going for the years, but you get bonus points.
Yeah.
Peaceful, Easy Feeling.
Peaceful, Easy Feeling. We go back to 1972. And I believe that song came out after Take It Easy. So I will say August 21, 1972.
December 1st.
Yeah, a little later.
1972.
Witchy Woman was first and then...
Shut up and play. Don't be a... Don't
what?
Be that
what do I
guy.
Do?
The Witchy Woman came out first.
I believe.
Best... Of My Love.
We already did that.
We just did that one. Never mind. Sorry. New Kid in Town.
New Kid in Town.
All over that. I know exactly where I was.
The probably the second single off of
I know exactly where I was.
Hotel California, which was released
in. You want to know this story?
19...
Well, I'm not going to tell you.
I
want to
know the story.
The album, of course, released in December
of 76.
The single released in 1977 got all the way up to number one on the Billboard charts because it was released on March 26th, 1977.
You want to take a shot?
Yes.
Okay.
I was in line at the drive-thru at Southwest National Bank, which is now, I think it still might be Southwest National Bank. At Central and West Street, when this song first played on the radio. 1977 is the correct year. It was in the neighborhood of June 4th, 1977.
New Kid in Town released December 7th, 1976.
Dang. What?
I told
early
you, Bob.
On, early single.
I told you, Bob, it was the first off. Single.
The story was good, though.
We're doing our best here, Max.
You guys are doing good. I think you're doing just fine. Okay.
Are we done with this part of the game?
No, we're going to do one more.
Gosh.
The Long Run.
The Long
That's
Run.
So easy.
He said about the last one.
1979, the year that came
Correct.
Out. The month, they extended that pretty well into 1979. So it was going to be in the second half of the year. They were touring, though, around that album in July.
He doesn't have a clue.
The last show of their tenure was in July 1980. So we're going to put that single at November 14th, 1979.
Wrong.
November 27th, See? 1979. Pretty good.
Not bad.
Pretty good.
Just awful.
Okay, I'm going to lob one up to you here then. Make it easy. Heartache Tonight.
Heartache Tonight off the same record. I believe, Max, I can't. Max just confuses me. 1979, Heartache Tonight. What did you say for
November?
For what song?
The Long Run.
I'll say September 1st, 79.
September 18th.
Oh, 3 points.
But a three-pointer. Oh, we should probably do one more.
No.
All right, one more.
We'll do one more.
What's the next part of the game? It might be a whole lot better.
I don't know.
You don't know?
I'll come up with it. Don't you worry. We need one more round. Outlaw Man.
Outlaw Man, easy. 1973. Off the
You got a little crazy there.
Off the Desperado album. Not a lot of singles off of that album, but it was probably second. I don't remember what I said about Tequila Sunrise, but I think it was first half of the year. Outlaw Man's going to be second half of the year, barely. And that was on June 26th, 1973.
That's not second half of the year.
Yeah, you should have went to the second half.
You don't even know
the end of the sixth month.
Yeah, it's the first half of the year.
What did I do?
Well, you got the year right.
Of course.
It was August 6th.
Yeah, I mean, you went.
I should have gone July.
That would have been second half of the year.
Yeah, but second half after 6 months, you go six, and it's the end of the sixth month. And this
the end of June is the end of 6 months.
What are you going to do?
It's unbelievable. I mean, next.
Hotel California.
Oh, baby. Ooh, that's hard. That was the first single released.
No, it wasn't.
It wasn't My World. They played that early. My gosh. January 19th, 1977.
Close. February 22nd.
Dang it.
Doggone it. You got to put 2 months in there.
All right. Jeff won that.
He sure did.
Not by much.
It doesn't matter. He won.
I got three.
When?
I got a three-pointer.
He got like two of them.
No, he didn't.
Not like three. Yeah. Next.
Okay, so now we'll go to peak chart positions for singles.
All right.
So do you want to do over higher or lower?
No.
Or do you just want, I'll give you one, you got to pick it?
I want to do pick it.
Okay. Jeff.
Yes.
Outlaw Man.
Outlaw Man did not chart well. The album did not chart well.
Just give the number.
I don't think it got
You're not talking to Don Henley.
I don't think it.
Just give a number.
It's a top 100 list.
I don't think it got into the top 40. I think it was probably the lower half of the top 100. I think it was number 73.
And if you were to pick, what would you say, higher or lower?
I'd say lower.
59. But not bad. You were talking it through very well.
Thank you.
I will give you that.
I appreciate
that. So do I win the point?
Yeah.
No, he said lower.
Right. But lower. 59's lower than 73.
Yeah.
No, you mean lower on the chart.
No, I meant lower in the number.
I'm asking lower, higher or lower in numbers.
Fine.
Peaceful, Easy Feeling.
Peaceful, Easy Feeling wasn't a huge hit. I'll say it got to 15.
I don't think it got that high. I think it was somewhere in the 20s. I'm going to say a higher number than 15.
22.
Yes.
Well done. 1-1 in this epic battle.
I got within seven. Next.
Well, you were wanting the point on the last one. All the games are dumb, according to you. I'm okay with it now.
Me too.
All right.
The last game. Who cares?
That's right.
It's a terrible game to go out on.
Lion Next. Eyes. Oh, the Eagles. That's good to know that. A game about your Eagles.
Lion Eyes.
That's me.
That's
up.
Jeff.
This is so easy.
I want to say that got to number one, but I'm not 100% sure. I don't actually. One of these nights got to number one. Lion Eyes probably got, let's say, number seven.
Was the number higher or lower than seven? For Lion Eyes in 1975.
Yeah, it didn't get that high. It got lower than seven.
Two.
Really?
Yep.
There you go.
Number two. All right.
Wait.
Yeah.
He said it didn't get that high.
It got lower.
He's lying.
Neck.
He's lying. I see those lying eyes.
I go by the number. If you say higher,
believe
the number's higher. If you say lower, the number's lower. Totally. It's a very easy game.
Very
good.
But he said it didn't get that high on the chart.
Right. Neck.
Take it to the limit.
Take it to the limit. Got very high. Number eight.
Is the number higher or lower than eight?
That's probably right around there. But I think it was a single digit. It might be nine. But it's a lower number than eight.
It is. It's four. Well done.
Well, he meant nine.
No, I didn't. I said it might have been nine.
I said
it's a lower number than eight.
He said it's lower than eight. That's the answer. He is correct. So you should just take it easy.
Next.
Take it easy?
Take it easy.
Whew. I want to say that got into the top 10, but not a number one hit. I'm going to say eight.
He got...
Is it higher?
Lower than eight. A better rating than
it. It's actually 12.
Really?
Got to. Yes.
Well, there you go.
It's how tough. About... Well, might as well finish off 72. What about Witchy Woman?
Witchy Woman got to 23.
I think that was between Take It Easy and Peaceful Easy Feeling. So that has a better number than 23.
Lower number, you mean?
Yes.
You are correct, number nine. You're talking this out really good. I have to give him a little bit of credit here. And it's very difficult for me sometimes. Anyways, on we go. Tequila Sunrise.
Tequila Sunrise, again, off the Desperado album, which
just
did not
give the number.
Which did not perform well.
You're
but
not trying out for any job.
I love the history.
But it was a big hit, and it ended up being a big hit. Relatively speaking, at the time, it grew into a much bigger hit once they put it out on
this
This is like
ear damage.
Once they put it out on the best of album, 1971 to 1975, it increased
a number, you
in
moron.
Popularity. It's going to be in the 20s, and it's going to be right around 24.
Higher number than 24.
64.
Wow. Obviously,
my
knowledge of Tequila Sunrise's chart position.
Yeah, way, way off.
Not good.
How about Please Come Home for Christmas?
Well, it was a big hit because it was their Christmas song. Five.
No, way, way, way higher than five.
18.
That's not way, way, way higher. It's 64 versus what you said about the previous song.
Oh, that was a bad,
way,
bad
way
effort.
Higher.
I agree.
The Long Run.
The Long Run got to number seven.
Not that high. I think it got to 10, so I'll say a higher number.
Eight.
Gosh,
darn.
There you go.
It.
Beautiful.
Woofy. Woo.
Thought I got
so
to number
close.
Seven.
So close. Okay, how about a
couple more?
James Dean.
That's you, man.
James Dean.
Diddle da Dean.
44.
There's the song right there. It starts our show every day. I don't think it got into the top 50. It's a nice song, but not a hit. They don't even play it live. It was a higher number than 44.
77.
There you go. One more.
Maybe five more.
Seven Bridges Road.
We got picks to make.
Seven That's Bridges true. Road got to number, it's their last song that they put out before they broke up, basically. That performed reasonably well at number 49.
Lower number than 49.
Lower than 49?
Yeah.
You are correct. 21.
Yeah, 49.
Jeff's
Come
up by one.
That's all. Okay,
oh,
go to
it.
Me.
Okay, that's what I thought.
This is the last one.
This is it? Well, I can't tell you why.
I can't tell you why. I did very well. Big hit. Number three.
No, it didn't get quite that high. I believe it got into the top 10 or very low.
Well, then
the,
you got an easy one.
In the
just
10s.
Just say it's lower than three.
No, it's not lower than three. It's a higher number than three.
It's eight. You are
All right,
correct.
There you go. There you go.
There's your last
Wanna
time Eagles trivia.
Want to do
we
one
need
more?
To come back and we'll make our final picks and Duda's got a commanding lead. It looks like he's going to win it, but there's still room for him to choke.
Especially with a couple bonus questions I see you've added.
Back with Anthony, Max, we'll make our final picks after this.
This is the Bob and Jeff Show on 97.5 and 1240 KFH.
She was there at the bar. She heard my guitar.
And I really am not ready, but I'm ready. Max is getting to me. Here we go. The Traveling Wilburys.
More Tom Petty.
With Tom Petty leading the charge of that song. All right, we are back. We're going to make picks. The big fella Anthony joins us on the hotline. Anthony, welcome in. How are you?
Oh, I couldn't be doing any better and filled with mixed emotions knowing that this is the curtain call.
The curtain call. That's a pretty good way to put it. We certainly appreciate having gotten to know you and you've been on the show a few times over the past few months. And as I tell everybody who asks, we'll see if this is a permanent departure or not as we get farther down the road. We just don't know. But what we're going to do right now is make picks. Jason Duda is in the lead comfortably. He leads this thing now by, a lot. Let's see here. He's up 38 points over me. I'm in second place. Jeff just 6 points behind me. Max has made a little push, but not enough to be a real threat. And then we got Anthony, who's made picks.
Sometimes.
Oh. Ow.
Here we go. Here's a yes or no, and you can put as many points on this as you want. The Chiefs win after coming from behind in this football game. Yes or no? The Chiefs win coming from behind in this football game. I'm going to say that's their MO. How can I not go for that? Yes for three. Jeff.
What do you mean we can put as many points on it as we want? It's 1 through 8, right?
Yeah, 1 through 8. It's okay. Not a bonus pick, but I'm talking.
I was going to put it for like 391 points, but then Duda would have said 392 and it wouldn't have mattered.
That's right.
So that's out the window. So I'll just go with 5 points, and I'll say yes.
Yes for five. Duda.
Too hard to figure out if they get the ball first and score or whatever, so I'm going to say no for 1 point.
And I hope that backfires on you. Max.
Oh, boy.
They'll be peeling Saquon Barkley's footprints off them. No coming from behind for four.
Max is so hopeful. Big fella, what do you think?
Well, you know, in keeping with Jeff and Duda, I would have put 393 points on so I can upstage both of them.
Would he catch up if he got that?
That'd probably be my.
What do you think? Yes or no?
I'm going to say this is Philadelphia they're playing with, and Philly does have a run game. So if Philly gets ahead, I'm going to say no for 8 points.
Wow. Wow.
Goodness gracious.
A lot of points.
I got to go out.
Saquon Barkley,
floor.
I put the over-under for Saquon Barkley at 112.5. Last week I put it at 115. He had 119. Jeff.
He's either going to go way over this or slightly under. So I guess the smart money would be on probably a little bit over if he's going to do anything, maybe. Over for two.
Duda.
Oh, yeah. With that O-line, the way they can move guys around, you know, like we were talking last week about this, easy over. Three.
Real easy, huh? Max?
You know, I just want to say that game alone makes me sad that you're leaving me. I'm going with the over. See, he's going to have a lot of yards. Over for seven for Saquon.
Max, living in a different world.
Not really. Okay. He could have a lot of yards.
Well, sure. Every bet going against the Chiefs, he's going to take. Anthony, what do you think? Over or under, 112.5?
Man, Saquon Barkley is on such a roll to the playoffs. I don't see it stopping no time soon. I'm going to go over, and I feel a little bit more confidence than Duda. I'm going to go over for 7. I'm putting all my big money up here.
Yeah, I'll go over simply because it's Saquon Barkley, and he does this in every game. I don't think this means that the Chiefs are doomed, unlike a lot of others who have said if they can't contain Barkley to some degree, they got no shot. I think it's over for 4. Patrick Mahomes and Jalen Hurts in this game, 450.5 passing yards, over or under. We start with Duda.
Well, if I got Saquon going over, that means Mahomes has to throw the ball. So I think he's going to get close to 300. I think Hurts can get 151 somewhere. So I'm going to take the over for 4.
Over for 4, Max.
This one was tough. I'm going over for 5, although I think I went too high.
What about you, Anthony? Over or under 450.5 yards for passing for the two quarterbacks?
Both teams have the knack for relying on their running games when they need to, and it may be an uglier game than we think it may be. So I'm going to go under for 1.
Under for 1, according to Anthony. Well, this is a tough one, I think. Mahomes really hasn't rung up a lot of yardage. Jeff said 300. How many times has he thrown for 300 yards this year? I got to think it's a little bit under, but I don't have much confidence for 2. Jeff.
Duda said 300, but I'm going to go ahead and agree with him.
When did he throw for 300?
Last week, or didn't he?
I just said if Saquon's going to be over 112, which I took, that means Mahomes has probably got to throw the ball.
They're going to throw a lot.
Because they might
game.
Be behind.
They always throw a lot.
I think they're throwing the ball.
Over for 7.
Over for 7. Me and Anthony on an island. Nobody I'd rather be on one with, Anthony.
Darn right.
Likewise.
If you find a pineapple, please, I don't want it. Next we have, that was good stuff.
I don't
Travis,
get it.
We're on an island. Pineapple.
But why don't you
I
want
don't
it?
I like pineapple. No. Travis Kelce scores a touchdown. Yes or no? 1-8 points. Max.
The Eagles line will hit him off the line, so I'm saying no for 1. Punishment. And they have big
apparently
play.
The Eagles
slay.
Are the greatest team to
no,
ever play.
But they have a great secondary.
Anthony. Oh, this is a good one. This is a tough one, too.
Back me up, big fella.
I'm going to say this type of game will actually favor Travis Kelce. He scores 8 touchdowns. Yes.
For how many points?
3.
There you go. I say yes because Kelce has a flair for this kind of stuff in the biggest games. Yes for 5. Jeff.
Not bad logic, but I just got to go one way or the other here. He's slowing down a lot. I'm going to go no for 1.
No for 1. Duda?
Oh, I'm definitely not agreeing with you on this.
I knew Jeff would back me up.
I'll take the odds. I'll take the odds and take no for 5.
Good deal. There's a win. Next, we have the largest
that for 23 weeks.
Largest lead of the game, and we've got that at 13 points. Over or under 13 for the largest lead in this football game.
That's not what it says, over or under.
Largest lead of the game, 13 points.
Yes or no is what it says.
Yes. Yes or no. Right.
Okay.
Go for it. Anthony, yes or no, there's a lead of 13 or more points in this game.
Wait, 13 or more?
Yeah.
Well, yeah. It just says 13.
No. 13 or more.
Well, you got to figure that out.
Oh, Jeff, you're great.
Not just 13.
No.
What are you talking about? That's not what the question
Anthony,
says.
Anthony, please don't listen to Jeff. Your IQ will fall.
I say no. No. 13 no, points, no.
No lead of that margin. What's your,
no
how many points?
Margin. 4.
Okay. I say there's no lead of 13 either or more for 6. Jeff.
In the spirit of the question,
Do you understand the question, dude?
Absolutely. Largest lead of the game, 13 points.
Or
that's
more.
It. I'm going to take every other number possible.
No.
And say
that's not how it works.
That's
we
what it says.
It to you. Don't be a jerk.
I'm not.
Make a pick. Don't try to be the smartest guy in the room because it always fails. You yeah. never are.
I usually am.
David Michael, he's telling me I'm not smart. Pick.
Are you okay? Is that Anthony?
Yes.
That's your laugh, that Anthony? What? No for eight.
No for eight. Duda. Yes.
Please don't leave. Good please. God. Change your mind.
Make a pick.
What do you got?
Yes.
What even is the question?
I don't know. Over for, yes. What did you do? Under for six? Over for six.
Yes for six. Max.
I'm going yes for three.
There you go. Coin toss. Easy.
Did Anthony pick?
Yes, he picked no.
Okay.
For four.
And then he laughed.
Coin toss, I picked first. I'm going tails. It's a 50-50 bet. Tails for one. Jeff.
I got tails too. Never fails for four. Please.
Duda.
Yes, all these are 50-50, so I'll take tails first seven.
Why not?
I might catch him. Max.
Jeez. I'd known everybody was going tails, but I took tails for two.
Tails for two. Anthony, what about you?
I'm going heads for six.
Heads for six. Now we get into our bonus, 1 to 10 points. Which receiver in this game has the longest reception? Which receiver has the longest reception?
So it has to be a wide receiver.
Yeah, which receiver? Can be a tight end. Tight end's a receiver. It didn't say
no, a tight end's a tight end.
Which receiver in this game?
So can it
if
be
a tight end catches a pass, hey, is he a receiver?
How about this? Who's going to have the longest reception in the game?
There you
is
go.
Is that the question?
Yeah.
God, can you make these any less clear?
Everybody understands.
No, they don't. Yeah. It says receiver, not player.
You know what?
Anyone that catches a ball, Jeff, is a receiver.
If I knocked you out.
Oh, God.
Let's go.
And, David, my God.
And bludgeoned you right in my home. And I said, he broke into my home, officer. I took this baseball bat, and I did what I thought I had to do. I didn't know it was my son. Would I get off?
Some LL Cool J. Mama said, knock you out.
All right, which pass catcher has the longest reception?
Well, who cares at this point? I'm going to go Worthy for 10. It's probably going to be Saquon, though.
Duda.
I think they're going to try to take away Brown. I think Devonta Smith's going to get out there a little bit. I'll take Smith for two.
Not 10? Oh,
protecting your lead, huh?
Well, I'm just playing the game.
Mac,
what are you worried about?
I hate you guys for leaving. A.J. Brown for five. Can't stop him.
Brown for five. Anthony.
So we got this clarified. Anybody that catches the pass is a receiver. Is that right?
Who has the longest reception in the game?
Right? Who knows?
They're going to throw a swing screen pass out to Saquon Barkley. He's going to go ballistic. I'm going to go 10 on Barkley.
Barkley for 10. Not a bad pick. I feel like I got to pick somebody from the Chiefs. Although, why would I? But they're going to throw the ball more. This is a tough one. I'm going to pick, goodness gracious, Juju.
What?
For four.
Well, he caught my two God. Passes last week.
Juju?
He caught their longest pass last week.
Okay.
He probably won't even be on the field this week.
The week before that, he was ringing the Salvation Army bell.
Good, Jeff. Who'd you pick? Worthy?
Yeah.
Good luck. Interceptions. Over or under at 2.5. This is our second bonus question. Who's picking? Duda? Over or under interceptions at 2.5?
That's an under for 10.
Max?
Yeah, I'm going to go under 847.
Anthony.
I'm doing the same thing. I looked at that. It, no brainer. Under for 10 times 10. If I could, I wish I could do that.
There you go.
Why not? Anything goes in this lawless
one. I probably
one.
Should have made this 1.5, but that felt too low to me.
Hmm?
I'll go, I got to go over for 10. Jeff.
Yeah, it doesn't matter. No one will ever, these
I'll
picks
never,
will
never,
never see the light of day.
Out.
No, we know.
So I might as well, there's no way 3 interceptions are thrown in this game. I just want that out there. But I have to select over also for 10.
Yeah, come Monday, you're not going to hear a peep from me.
Oh, no, we know.
And the defending champion in this thing will be me. Next.
Good God.
I'll get on that morning really show is. And announce it.
Please
thank
do.
You. Thank you.
Over under in the
I'll
game.
I'll have you on my podcast.
There you go. I'll talk about all day how good I was. 48.5 points, the over under. Max, you start.
I think it'll be over. For 6.
Over for 6. Big fella.
Okay. I'll say over 2, but I'm going to drop 2 points on it.
So over for 2. I'll go over for 8. Jeff.
I've got an over. That's tough, though. 24-21 could very easily be the score. I've got it for 3.
Over for 3. Duda.
Well, if we're talking about the defenses, the Chiefs need to play solid defense because they're not going to be able to probably put up 35 or 38. And Philly's defense is pretty solid, so I'll get on an island by myself. I'll take the under for 2.
There you go. There you go. And now, finally, we get to the game. The Chiefs have been made a 1.5-point favorite. We start this one with Anthony.
Yeah, I should know better than the bet the Chiefs in the line. They haven't really covered all season, maybe once, maybe twice. So I'm going to lay, what I have left? I didn't write my stuff down. What number I have left?
5.
I'm going to lay 5 on Philly to actually cover.
5 on the Eagles. I am going 7 on the Chiefs. They've never done me wrong. Jeff?
Chiefs, 6.
Duda?
Well, I think this is going to be a good game. I think it's going to be tight, going to come down to the end.
Please pick Philadelphia.
And I'm
for
taking
Phil.
The game is going to be 24-23. So I'm taking Philadelphia
Fia.
For 7.
No, you're picking them for 8. You haven't used your 8. That's beautiful. Could I put mathematically win this? Mac.
I've purposely went opposite just to give you a chance on Sunday.
Max, we know Philadelphia. How many points?
Bradley Cooper will be happy for the Eagles for 8.
And who would have thought Max would have did that?
Go out like you started.
Attaboy, Max.
There you go. Wonderful.
I hate you
Anthony,
all for leaving.
It's been our pleasure, and we'll talk soon, okay?
Yeah, I was hoping I could maybe make a cameo appearance for tomorrow.
Yeah, we'd
last
love you
show.
To come by tomorrow. I'll text you. A good time for that, okay?
That will definitely work. Wouldn't miss it for all the tea in all China right. or Boston. All right, I'm out.
I have a special guest coming in tomorrow for you too, Bob.
Oh, nice. Good job, Max.
T. Thurb?
Who is it?
A special guest.
It's a special guest. He's not going to tell you.
Who's our pie man?
That ruins it.
Oh, that's Nick from Chicago. I'll contact him.
Love Nick. So, yeah, tomorrow our big extravaganza, our finale, 2-6 tomorrow, live in studio with
yes,
all of us
right.
and lots of guests and lots of frivolity. Hopefully Jeff's in a better mood tomorrow.
Let's hope. I think I've done a good job.
And, of course, an appearance from David Michael Hahn.
Yes, sir, 520.
They can gang up on me. Tomorrow, we'll have Chris Davis and Weston Schartz together. Of course, longtime friends of ours and coaches in the area made a big impact in their coaching careers. Bernie Miklas, our friend from St. Louis, I want him on to talk one more time about the Cardinals. Mike Furches will join us at 3 o'clock tomorrow. We'll talk pop culture, and Mike will hang around for a little while. We've got Ted Woodward on the show tomorrow, Joanna Chadwick, Denise Neal, the big fella, Anthony, and, of course, David Michael.
DMH!
Maybe the most anticipated appearance in the history of the show.
It might be, honestly. And I think he'll come through for us.
You do?
I do. I think
Doodle will be there tomorrow.
I think he'll meet the Max.
We'll give it our best.
Think anybody will bring a meal for us, some food, just a little spread, something like that?
I haven't asked.
But do you think?
Not important to me.
But do you think?
No, I haven't really gone there.
Well, think so, now.
No, I don't. I'm not going to think about it.
You could probably get through the 2 to 6 hours without having something to eat, Jeff.
You never know. I don't eat a lot for lunch these days.
Well, you'll be all right. And I wish old Misty could be there for our final show, as she's been here for so many shows.
She has.
Especially over the last 5 years.
And has been just amazing. Can I say that? Can I have a moment?
You go ahead.
It's been great having her down here for these shows.
She enjoys it.
Gives me a sense of calm.
She's not going to be happy come Monday.
No.
It will definitely be a change for her. But.
Poor girl.
She'll be okay.
She'll make it. She'll get used to it.
She'll figure it out.
Because I'll be here some of the time. Still trying to figure out what my schedule's going to be.
Well, I mean, Jeff, we could always use our keys and come and say hi.
Exactly.
I mean, we don't. Yeah, no question. Bob doesn't have to be here, as was the case last week a couple times.
Yeah, we did that. That was enjoyable.
That was fun.
That's wonderful, you guys.
We've done it several times.
Oh, I love it.
You haven't heard most of it.
No, you've been great, Jeff.
Thank you.
You've just been fantastic.
I appreciate that.
You've brought so much to the show over the years. It's just been remarkable.
I agree. Thank you.
That's a nice thing to say.
Yeah, we couldn't have done it without you.
He's actually being sincere. He's just trying not to be, but I love you. Anyway,
I couldn't have done it without you.
Thank you,
and of course without Duda, it would have been too much for one man to accomplish.
Well, Duda and I did it pretty well together.
There's no reason carry on a show.
Yeah, there's no reason,
except they probably wouldn't let you. But other than that, it'd probably be a good idea.
Who's they?
That would be a problem.
The powers that be.
There are no powers.
All right, thank you for listening, everyone. We'll be back for one last time tomorrow. See you then.